Please go ahead.
So what as I was saying before the recording started, what I tried to do in the draft that I have ineptly circulated to some members of this working group is to take, and in the textual part of it, just highlight common features that are found in certain types of mechanisms, and then let the charts refer to the charts that show how those were implemented in certain other TLDs that have been prior applicants in the system. And then in our consideration section, I thought we would just raise concerns that you might need to consider, and we're not going to be able to get to the techno point. Maybe that's what Jeff can bring to the table with regards to certain considerations they may want to consider.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it's really just sort of supposed to be a catalog, right?
Yeah.
For people to thumb through and say, well, I like this mechanism. We're going to use this as our jumping off point, or we're going to adopt this model. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was trying to do. And it was Kelly that sort of got me started on that idea.
No, I mean, I think that's a great idea. And so to the extent that people had quote unquote criticisms of mechanisms, would that go in the consideration section?
You know, we could, or we might just put we may want to go in we may want to do that in the text that talks about features.
Mm-hmm.
And we could say, you know, common complaints or, you know.
Yeah, I tried to use kind of soft language because I knew we wanted to stay away from recommendations.
Right.
But I think in some cases I laid out options and said this one might be problematic.
Right.
Because blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, but we can look at how we want to word it once we get, what I'm trying to do is just get us something that we can start arguing about. You know, a rough draft.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sending this now.
Prescott, sorry, just a little pause. Could we just do a quick roll call of people on the call, please? Just for the recording. We've got Prescott Evans, Christina Rosette, and Kelly Smith. Has anybody else joined? And Olaf Nordling and myself, Glenn. Okay, thanks. Sorry for the interruption.
I just sent that posting again, so let's see if it hits the list. I sent that to gnso-rpm-wg@icann.org.
That's correct.
So hopefully it will get there this time. So, Christine, if you get it, if you would just sort of look over, it's not long. Is it still really rough?
Mm-hmm.
And just let me know if you think we're headed down the right... That's what I wanted to hear from today, is are we headed down the right track?
Oh, sure.
Because I don't want to put a substantial amount of time in summarizing the rest of these if people disagree.
Yeah, it hasn't popped up yet.
Okay. Well, it's been sent, so it's just entitled draft.
Okay.
So, but I think until we get some input, I mean, I hear what Kelly's saying, that she didn't think it was horrifyingly offensive. That what we need from Olaf, can you clarify for us sometime this week the timeline?
Yes, I'm trying to do so, but I need to know what the baseline really looks like from the planning perspective. So, I've sent off a mail to Craig asking him for the same to confirm when, and stating as it doesn't appear that it would be needed within another month from now. But I may have misinterpreted the timeline schedule.
Okay.
So I'll revert to you on that.
Right.
Well, and the other thing that I was mentioning to Scott before you joined was that I was trying to get some clarification as to the meeting that's tentatively scheduled for Saturday in LA to get a sense of. I just wasn't clear as to whether that was supposed to be a meeting of this group, whether that it was supposed to be a session in which, you know, whatever work product coming out of this group was, you know, made available to the council for discussion, or what it was. And
when is that meeting scheduled?
Saturday morning.
I'm not getting into Saturday afternoon.
We actually said we would swap that for Saturday afternoon, didn't we? Because it would suit more people.
Right.
Okay.
Because I get in at 1:30.
Okay.
And we're very close to the airport, I think, so I'm sure I can make anything from 2:30 on, provided I don't have any delays. I think it should just be this group at this point, Christina.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think it might be a conversation we want to have offline. Only because I know, for example, you know, and I guess one of the things that I think really will determine whether or not we can just go that direction is that I know originally some of the folks from the registries were interested, and registrars were interested in participating to really deal, to kind of bring to the table the implementation experience that they'd had.
Unfortunately, if they're not showing up to the call.
No. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that having been on these groups before, you'd be surprised who's going to pop out of the woodwork in the last, you know, when they think it's kind of down to the wire. Let's put it that way.
Or not so surprised.
Or you won't be surprised. Kelly won't be surprised. I won't. You might be. But no, I completely agree. And in fact, you know, maybe one of the things that we want to think about doing is that to the extent that we want to have a section that talks about, quote unquote, constructive, you know, criticisms or suggestions or something like that, is to go back to the proof of concept reports. Or actually, in more particular, I guess what would probably be most helpful is the Summit Strategies report that went over all of the TLDs.
I think these are issues that need to be discussed. But with three IP people here, any decision we would come to is going to be subject to, you know, some sort of criticism for being front-loaded. So, I mean, I think it's an issue that needs to be discussed. We just need to get people to come to a call so we can discuss them.
Right.
So, I mean, at this point, I think what we should do is, maybe I should just aim for bringing to, you know, sending out something in a week or so that continues along the line that I've been going with the text, and then we can raise those issues in an email if I can ever get the text actually delivered to the people it's supposed to go to. It still hasn't hit my inbox either, and I think I should have gotten one. So, worst comes to worst, Glenn, I'm just going to send it to you.
Okay, and I'll distribute it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen anything else, but my email is a bit sluggish too, Sam.
Yeah.
I had a similar problem with the domain tasting list last week, where, for whatever reason, things didn't get on.
I don't know.
The first time. But anyway, I mean, you know, I'm happy to...
I can send you just a copy
straight
to you.
Okay. And what would be most helpful for me in terms of just kind of this is what I think we need to do, kind of...
Yeah,
very,
I mean, if
okay.
you want to give, you know, yeah, this is okay, but here are some other things, considerations we need to put in.
Okay.
I mean, it's very rough right now, so...
Yeah. Well, and I've also got, Jay Scott, I've also got a ton of stuff that I wrote up and never bothered to submit to the Pro Working Group because I just...
You know. We can certainly, you know, look at, you know...
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do as much as I can, but I'm also trying to relocate my family completely across the United States, so...
Understood. All right.
I mean, my goal would be to have at least the sections decided and a first draft of the sections we're going to include by the meeting in L.A. So that right before that meeting, it can be given an electronic copy to the list and people can show up with that in hand and their comments.
Right. That works for me.
Kelly?
Yeah, I'm not going to be in L.A., but I can submit further comments.
Yeah, you can. I mean, cool. I mean, but,
all right.
I mean, there's nothing more we can do right now. We can just sort of put it into the shape we think it needs to be in until, you know, and one of the reasons we may not be getting any comments is because I've ineptly put it to the list. So that is part of the problem. So.
Well, and I think, frankly, you know, I know Jeff Newman had been interested in participating, and the .us rebid, I think, took up, you know, that's been over for several weeks, but I think that kind of took up a good chunk of his summer when, you know, we all had momentum coming out of Taiwan. So I think that's...
Maybe an email reminder to the list that suggests that, hey, we've gotten this, it needs input, and it especially needs input about the technical implementation of these different mechanisms. Get a little nudge.
Oh, I got your message.
Yeah, I bet you got the one I sent you directly from JSE at adamspat.com, though.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So,
I'm
all right.
Sending it to Glenn now. Okay. All right. Well, I don't think there's any need to have a call next week. Does anyone else?
No.
Mm-mm.
So do we want to say, what's next week? The 16th? So do we want to have a call on the 21st?
That's a Sunday. You mean the 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd, I'm sorry.
We could. It's right before L.A. That, I mean, that would be fine with me. That might kind of... I mean, my guess would be that...
Well, I'll make it my goal to have something circulated the Monday before. That's the 22nd. All right?
Sure.
Olaf, did you... Is that okay?
Was it 22nd?
Yes. That way, if we have a call on the 23rd, which I will have something, or we can just confirm who's going to be at our meeting, if nothing else.
Right.
And they'll all have the document on the 22nd. They give them 5 days before the 27th, which is when we really want their comments.
And the 22nd would work for me, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be fine with me. Jay Scott, just skimming it right away, it looks really good. The one thing that I, and I'm happy to, you know, email you directly, but one thing that kind of came out of the working session in San Juan on the pro working group report
mm-hmm.
was that the folks who are basically, you know, the registry representatives from the, you know, the sponsored TLDs
mm-hmm.
feel pretty strongly that their eligibility and name selection processes have nothing to do with rights protection. So, but, you know, as a practical matter, that's one of the side effects of those.
Well, you know, I have
no problem
with acknowledging that.
Okay.
That while it's seen by some stakeholders in the community that this isn't a rights protection mechanism, those seeking to protect their rights certainly have felt that it has served as such because there have been little or no documented problems.
Right. And I absolutely think that you know, that discussion needs to be in here, but I think it's just given the intensity of the reaction that I got in San Juan, you know,
I'll be glad to voice their concerns along with the reality.
Right, exactly. All right, well, I will, do you want me to, would it be helpful to you to kind of get the ball rolling to post comments to the list?
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
Send them directly to me since no one on the list has seen it yet.
Okay.
And then I'll incorporate them and they can see them on the 22nd.
Okay.
When I send around that draft.
Okay, I'll do that.
And Kelly, same for you. If you've got anything you want to say to me, you can send it to me.
I think she had to drop off.
Okay.
All right. Okie dokie.
All right?
Yep.
And Glenn, if you don't get that message by, you know, later on today or first thing tomorrow, let me know.
Just give me a telephone number again, please, Jessica.
Yes, it's 704.
Yes.
375.
75.
92.
92 49. Thanks ever so much.
All right.
All right.
All right. We'll continue on steadfast
yep.
and Ready.
Excellent.
All right.
Talk to everyone later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Mais c'est vraiment bon. Bon, quelque chose qui est grave.